Okay, then I will now call the meeting to order now that the recording is going and we have everyone here on the line. So our first order of business is approval of the minutes from the July 5 meeting. Those were sent out with your board packets. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second it, Doug.
Thank you, Doug. And is there any discussion regarding the minutes? Then all in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Matt.
Aye, Brad. Then we do have some loans to consider for this this meeting. And looks like we have ten loans for about $5.2 million. Are these approved for proper public purpose?
Yes, they are.
Okay, with that, I'll make a motion to approve these loans.
Okay, this is Doug. I'll second it.
Okay, and then do we have any discussion regarding the loans for this meeting?
No, I'll just notice there are a couple of big ones, a $3 million and a $1 million going to people to construct buildings and
Well,
that's news. Gives jobs for people someplace.
Okay. Any other discussion? Then all in favor, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Matt, I'm a no.
Okay. Then the loans are approved for this meeting, and we don't have any old business, we don't have any new business, and then do we have any future agenda items to discuss this month or this meeting?
This is Matt. If somebody else is talking, I'll wait.
No, go ahead, Matt.
Okay, at some point, either maybe not our next meeting. I got kind of a bad connection. I'm on a landline. Can you guys hear me?
I do. Yes.
Okay, well, maybe not next meeting, but maybe the one after it. I just want to talk briefly more about some of the stuff we talked about at our in-person meeting that I mentioned about possibly partnering with DOA to buy some state facilities, but I'll get something to Jonathan on that. But something I definitely like to talk about at our next meeting involves the rates that we're giving to for our loans. I've been calling on some of the loans that are before the board, and honestly, I don't even know what to say. When I talk to some of the people that are these administrators, we are giving, our rates are so much better and more attractive, and I just feel like in a lot of ways, we're honestly giving this money away. And some of the people I talked to said that they were surprised we lowered our rates because they were more than ready to go forward with us previously at the rates that were higher. And yet we lowered them, and so now we're even giving it out lower rates. And I'll talk more specific maybe at our next meeting, but one of the loans in particular, they gave me the exact amounts that they were offered at different banks. And, I mean, we're talking instead of a 20-year loan at 3.5%, they were getting rates of 5 years at 4%. And so we're just giving this money out at a much better rate. And, again, I'd like to remind Doug and Brad, my two commissioners that I share this board with, that we have a job to make money for our beneficiaries, not to give a great deal to the local district. So, I haven't been supporting the loans, but I just don't get why we're giving these loans at such a low rate.
This is Doug. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but generically I disagree. Maybe Tom or John can speak to that. We've always adjusted our loan rates to be competitive with the big market, and we were always careful not to undercut them because we did not want to irritate them. So I'd like Jonathan or Tom or someone to explain our current rates and why they either are or not too low.
This is Jonathan. Rather than get into a full-blown debate about the rate setting, I think a good discussion that Matt is asking for is probably fine. It would make sense to us. I would state that I think our competition is the bond market. It's not the local bank. the local bank is unlikely to give much more than a 3, 4, 5, or 6 year loan, and we're in competition not with the banks but with the bond market, and as such we're at least 200 basis points above the bond market for most purposes, and I think that would be the discussion we probably need to have.
Well, this is Matt. I mean, to talk specifics, one of the loans today was for one of the places in Waukesha County, and I talked to one of the staffers that work there, and they wrote down the line. Our rates were nowhere close to theirs. So when you say the bond market, I understand the bond market, the treasuries and stuff are very, very low, but some of these municipalities that are borrowing money aren't going to be bonded. They're going to be using a local bank. And then I also looked into that Richfield $1 million loan, which is a large chunk of money, and I was given rates because they didn't go to the bond market. They said the bond market had so many fees and stuff that they looked at their local banks, and again, they were nowhere near us, and all of their loans weren't callable, whereas ours are callable from day one. So we're not going to solve it today, but I'm just telling you, there's some real problems here.
Okay. I am interested also in more conversation on the topic Matt brought up about state building ownership issues, and I'm intrigued by it, and I'm looking forward to having some discussion at the next meeting too, or at a future meeting at least.
Yeah.
Do we have an executive secretary's report?
Yeah, Brad. I want to touch on the quarterly report that is, you probably all have a copy of, and let Rich give an analysis of it, because it speaks to our overall yield, which in our loan portfolio with municipal is, I believe, yielding 3.85% right now on average, with a average maturity of around 6.5 years. It's 6.25. And so Rich will speak on that, but backing up a moment, we also at some point want to put, I think, towards the middle of August, on the agenda, a continued discussion on the investment policy and moving towards an adoption of it. And two things. One is, I know I'm wandering around here a little bit, but at the Western States Land Conference, we talked it with several other land commissions of other states, and there are other states that are engaged in real estate investment. Few of them are actually, I don't know of any of them that are actual landlords, but many of them are very close in partnership with a development group and doing real estate that is discrete in commercial buildings. So I think we'll come up with I'm going to talk with Matt about it generally tomorrow, but we'll come up with a report, Brad, on what we see other states doing in the area of real estate. To get to what Matt was speaking of, I think with some legislative change, and not very significant legislative change, we could probably be in the business of developing a new building for a discrete state purpose, such as a state crime lab. It'd be a little bit tougher for us to acquire existing buildings and lease them to any entity. Well, you want to expand that, Tom?
Yeah, that's a pretty good description.
I mean, that's sort of where that's sort of our understanding of it right now. If I miss something, let me know. So we'll come back with a better analysis of real estate, and we could be ready for the next meeting for a preliminary discussion, or we could wait till the August 15th meeting. We've got two meetings 1 week apart. The only reason for having the August 2nd meeting is we've got some loan demand that needs approval. And then, Rich, you want to touch on
that? Yeah, this is Rich. I'd be happy to report that BCPL continues to outperform our benchmark by a wide margin, and that doesn't even include that total unrealized gains now total over $23 million, which is about 4.5% above the initial cost of these investments. You know, if the board had directed all the funds to be invested in our benchmark portfolio, our distribution this past year would have been close to $25 million. But our distribution, in fact, was a record $37.7 million, and I believe that the board and the staff should be proud of that fact. You know, we look forward to implementing a new investment policy statement you know, as that policy should allow the investment of excess cash reserves into securities that both provide additional distributable income to the beneficiaries and allow longer-term capital gains to increase the fund for future generations. One thing that you might note in the second quarter report is that...
Whoa. What was that?
Rich's soundtrack?
I guess I need a soundtrack these days.
Oh, wow. I know Brad's in a band, but geez.
Not that kind of band.
Elevator music.
As Jonathan was saying, you know, our
I don't mean to offend you.
Not at all.
Our loan portfolio is currently generating a 3.85% yield. When you take a look at treasuries of the same maturity, you know, they're at 1.17 now. And so we are close to triple the rate of the current treasury markets with a similar default profile. You know, I think that the loan portfolio is a real advantage to this board, and we'll be taking a look at that at a future meeting.
Go ahead, Doug. Was Doug talking? Hello, this is Matt.
Hey, Matt. I hear you.
I don't know why, but I'm getting an echo. It's terrible. But 2 points just real quick. Jonathan mentioned something about possibly having an August a vote on that, whatever the investment thing. I just think that's a little soon. I know Doug had concerns in the meeting. I'd prefer if that was a little further off for sure because I think there's a lot.
What I said was moving towards...
Okay. And then the last thing, just as we were wrapping that up, one thing to point out that I noticed with looking at the specific loans, with the loan portfolio program, when we give loans for the smaller amounts to the locals that are little, to townships and villages that aren't going to bond, that's where we can get the best deal because that's when they have to get the higher rate at the from, a let's say, a local bank. They're not in the bond market. So if we are going to do loans, those would be the ones that are most attractive because, I mean, I understand they're smaller dollar amounts, but that's where the rates are so much higher where we could then raise our rates. So something we could talk about in our next meetings.
That's a good point of discussion. I think that we have to kind of analyze what's the sensitivity to the treasuries and our loan program and the private banks.
Okay.
That's all I've got for executive report, Brett.
Hey. Then I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.